Yeah, but that was purely because we've had a disruptive week. Macca was ill today. We was summoning RM whether to play him. Yo was carrying a bit of a groin. We didn't really have a lot of... Joe Ledley was injured. So the central midfield was a worry for us. And that was evident in the first half. We never got to grips in there. The penalty set us back again. And we had an awful first half. We couldn't get going. We looked all over the place, not even sure what we were doing. But the same 11 went out second half. I didn't make any changes. I purposely didn't, because that was just about believing in what we're doing and making changes to our style. You got to stay with it and we'll be okay. And they did. People like Punchin showed the kind of character he is to get on the ball. Scotty Dan, the whole half. Our goalie stepped to the fore. Christian, I thought, was better second half after the first half. And suddenly it was just bombardment, really. That's the most dominant second half I've seen here for a very long time.
And it speaks volumes about the equaliser, I suppose, Scott Dan with a wonderful header.
A great header. I was right behind it and it never looked like going anywhere else. And maybe that's what we needed, you know, the skipper to step up and get us on the road, because that point felt like a win, really. Got us out of the bottom three. And now something to build on and thankfully for us, a little bit of time to get some players back up to speed, because, as I say, it was three or four low kind of low place today through illness and injury.
You must have been pretty impressed with Wilfried Zaha after the week he's had to come on and play like he did, because a lot of people would have been focusing on him and he was full of energy and guile and everything you'd have wanted.
Yeah, but Wilf's just got a natural love of the ball, you know. He wants to grab the ball. Put him in a playground this afternoon and he still would have done the same thing. It's been a tough week for him, you know, and I'm trying to guide him through it. The chairman's made his statement. He's made it very clear he's not going. And I think that was evident to Wilf yesterday, maybe, and today, that was the case. And now he needs to do his best football for us. He was our player of the year last year and our fans love him. So, and I love him. I played him every game, every minute of every game, I think, if I could. So I have tremendous faith in him.
Is that the way you want to play over the season now, with two strikers, obviously wing players? Is that the way you're looking to go forward?
Well, I think maybe today was a bit of a gamble with a central midfield both feeling a little bit off the pace, and that showed. So probably not a wise decision today, but going forward, yeah, I would like to get two strikers on the pitch. But as I say, we had to change it quickly because they're free and they're overrunning us a little bit.
In your view on the penalty, clearly Mike Dean gave two very similar ones last week, so players have to know their referees.
It's not so much... Yeah, that's true. I think you knew Mike Dean was a ref today. He'd give those two penalties last week, and then there's a consistency then, right? So I'm happy with that. That's what Premier League managers want to know. If the referee is going to be consistent, and he was. It was a paw on the shirt, and he gave the penalty. Now I'm watching the Spurs game today on the TV. He pulls him. It's a definite penalty, and he warns him. So that's where Mike Riley needs to sit down with referees and go, well, what is the rule? Is it the rule of the referee at Tottenham, or is it the rule of Mike Dean? That's where the inconsistency lies.
Great. Thank you. So you mentioned your TV interview on how pressure builds. So with that in mind, can you put a value on how important that goal was just for the mood around this place?
Massively important, because, you know, our second half performance and all that pressure would have been forgotten if we hadn't have scored, really. It would have been like, oh, well, we was never going to score. But we deserved to score way before then. And I was really proud how brave the players were second half, because it's not easy at any stadium. But our fans were terrific. They stayed with us. I thank them for that. And hopefully we can give them more like we did in the second half.